Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about grieving your old routines. Remember the good old days? Just a few short months ago, COVID-19 has certainly turned our world upside down. Where once you were spending much of your day out in the world as an individual, now you are part of a 24/7 couple. And wasn't it sort of comforting at first? Working in your sweats at home, always having your partner right there in the next room if you had a question, something funny to share, or just needed to chat. But if you're like most couples, after a while, the novelty began to wear off, and all that togetherness suddenly became overwhelming. And you realize that 24/7 was not only putting a strain on your relationship, but that you began to lose your individuality as well, missing your old routines and your former self. But here's the thing. There doesn't need to be a pandemic to feel these feelings or have these issues. Couples in long-term committed relationships face similar challenges. So how do you navigate your desires for individuality versus togetherness? How do you deal with longings of security and family while also yearning for individuality? Well, grab a pencil and jot this down, because we're going to give you some strategies to help you do just that. Our first suggestion: talk to your partner and set specific boundaries around time spent with one another. If you're both working at home, you may prefer to be alone all day during working hours, while your partner likes to check in every hour or so. So discuss what you each need, and then create compromises. Perhaps take a break together during the day and share a list of items you want to talk about. Also, have a stress-reducing conversation. Give your partner 15 minutes to complain about their day, then switch. But you need to follow the rules. The stresses must be about issues outside your relationship. Also, don't judge your partner's issues. When listening, validate and empathize, but do not try to problem solve. You're there to listen. Want more detailed info about the stress-reducing conversation? Listen to our last episode of Small Things Often, which is all about this subject. Another strategy: strengthen your relationship with yourself. Find time to meditate and ask yourself important questions like, who am I as an individual? Who do I want to be? What are my personal dreams? Then listen to your heart, because the answers to those questions will guide you to projects or interests that will make you happy and fulfilled as an individual and feed your soul. Next, use your imagination to create some fun at home. Dress up each morning to go to work, even if you're going to your computer down the hall. Plan a candlelight dinner for two, cooking your partner's favorite meal, or maybe write a love letter to your partner telling them all the reasons you fell in love with them. Be creative. The possibilities are endless. And finally, carve out some time with your partner to discuss both your individual and shared goals and dreams, and then support one another in making each of those a reality. Ask each other big life questions, and spend some time discussing how you want to grow as individuals and as a couple. Today's small thing: ask your partner how they're feeling about the time you spend together versus apart. Then figure out a plan to balance your relationship between togetherness and separateness. Be part of a loving couple, but keep your individuality too. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.